2 years ago last fall, on October 1st, 1934, the National Broadcasting Company conceived and established the NBC Music Guild as a means of bringing into the American home some of the great compositions that had heretofore been only infrequently heard, masterworks which have been written for the smaller groups of instruments. A little over a year ago, the success of this enterprise induced the National Broadcasting Company, under the auspices of the NBC Music Guild, to offer 3 awards to American composers for works of this same type, as a means of stimulating creative effort along these lines by contemporary composers in this country. 10 months ago, the last of the compositions submitted under the terms of the awards was received, and since then, the laborious work has been going on of examining and carefully appraising the submitted manuscripts. Today, the National Broadcasting Company is happy to present a special program in order to announce to you the names of the winners of the 3 NBC Music Guild Awards, as well as of 5 other composers who have received honorable mention, and also to bring you the world premiere performance of these 3 prize-winning compositions. For this program, we have assembled 3 distinguished chamber music organizations which have frequently been heard on NBC Music Guild programs: the Rutt String Quartet, the Gordon String Quartet, and the NBC String Quartet. But before proceeding further with this program, it is our privilege to bring you a message by the president of the National Broadcasting Company, Mr. Lennox R. Lohr. Mr. Lohr.
Time and circumstances have united to make this a significant event. You, around your loudspeakers, and we at the microphone, have gathered this first day of 1937 to honor 3 American composers and to reward them for their distinguished creative products. To promote music culture through a balanced and progressive calendar of the world's best music is the aim of the National Broadcasting Company. We are not content simply to inspire wider and more appreciative listening to the great masterworks. We seek also to stimulate and to encourage creative musical art. In 1932, we conducted a contest for new and original symphonic compositions by American composers. Inspired by its success, on September 3, 1935, the National Broadcasting Company announced a competition for the NBC Music Guild Awards for new and original works by American composers in the more difficult forms of chamber music. This contest has now come to a close, and we are pleased to announce to you the winners selected by 7 eminent and respected music authorities. We know of no occasion where the composition of chamber music has attracted so many persons in any one country. More than 1,700 American composers applied for entry in this contest. 286 compositions of an unusually high standard qualified. From these, the judges have selected the 3 prize-winning works, which will speak for themselves during this program. Dr. Frank Black, General Music Director of the National Broadcasting Company, has served as chairman of the NBC Music Guild's Award Committee and as chairman of the Judges Committee. It is fitting that this man, who has contributed so much to our music programs, should personally present these awards. Dr. Black.
Thank you, Mr. Lohr. To be able to participate in any capacity in this enterprise has been a source of great pleasure to me. I wish, first of all, to thank my distinguished colleagues, the judges, who gave so unstintingly of their time. Incidentally, I feel that the National Broadcasting Company was rarely fortunate in securing for membership on its judges committee men of such unquestioned standing in the musical world. Those who served on the committee were Frederick Stock, conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, who, as the dean of our group will speak later in the program, Serge Koussevitzky, conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Harold Bauer, eminent concert pianist, George Barrère, flute virtuoso, a noted chamber music artist, Adolfo Betti, first violinist of the former Flanzali String Quartet, Oliver Strunk, chief of the music division of the Library of Congress, and myself, functioning as the chairman of the jury. This jury, as you can see, was genuinely Catholic in its tastes, representing both conservatives and so-called modernists. Perhaps it is well for me as a musician to stress one point of which some of the laymen of our audience may not be fully aware, and that is the tremendous amount of careful reading, listening, and study that is necessary in order to judge adequately and fairly a piece of music of the complexity of a quartet or a quintet. As Mr. Law has just told you, more than 1,700 persons registered as entrants in this contest. Of the works submitted, a great many failed to qualify because they did not meet one or more of the announced terms and conditions of our contest. For instance, the compositions had to be written for 4 or 5 instruments, all of which had to be recognized orchestral instruments, including the piano. They were to be written in either strict sonata or suite form. They had to have at least 3 and at the most 5 movements. Their playing time had to be not less than 20 minutes and not more than 25 minutes in order to fit comfortably into a half-hour program. There were also other terms and conditions that were published in printed form and were sent to everyone who requested copies of them. The contest closed last February 29th, and at that time, there were 286 compositions that had qualified under the terms and conditions. This was far in excess of anything that had been anticipated, and you can imagine the Herculean task that faced the judges. In arriving at the decisions, 20 works considered to be of outstanding merit were selected for final consideration. These were recorded, thus giving the judges an opportunity not only to read the manuscript scores, but to hear them in actual performance as well. This, to our knowledge, is the first music composition contest in which the judges have been given this opportunity to hear as well as read the compositions submitted. In making the decisions on which the awards have been based, each judge worked independently. The time required for the preliminary sifting and for the recording of the 20 chamber music works which came up for final consideration, and the additional time required by the judges in listening to those records, made it impossible for the awards to be announced as soon as we had hoped. In addition to thanking the judges, I also wish to thank those who served with me on the NBC Music Guild Awards Committee, Joseph Honte, Ernest LaPrade, and Walter Coons. It is now my great pleasure to announce the composer of the work, which, according to the decision of the judges, has won the 3rd prize. He is Rudolph Forst, a native of New York City, a professional violinist and a composer since the age of 11. His career as violinist includes the position of concertmaster and arranger for the conductor, Guinto Magnini. As a composer, he has written, as he tells us himself, a whole trunkful of scores, including a symphony and a rhapsody on 2 Ozark Mountain folk tunes. His work, which has won him the 3rd award, is a quartet for strings. Mr. Forst is here in the studio so that I shall have the opportunity of presenting the award in person. Mr. Forst, I take great pleasure in presenting to you now the 3rd NBC Music Guild Award of $250.
Dr. Black, I am deeply grateful for this honor, and I want to thank you and the National Broadcasting Company for presenting this award for the quartet I composed. I am more pleased than I can say to have such a distinguished committee of judges put their seal of approval on my composition. And I think I am only one of the many composers who feel that the National Broadcasting Company has done a fine thing for American music in encouraging the composition of new works and in giving unknown composers a chance for recognition. Thank you very much.
We are now to hear the first public performance of the 3rd prize-winning composition, the quartet by Rudolph Forst. It is to be played by the Gordon String Quartet, whose members are Jacques Gordon, David Saxon, William Linzer, and Naum Benditsky. The quartet is in 4 movements, the first Allegro Moderato, the second Allegro Vivo con Spirito, the 3rd Adagio Sostenuto, and the 4th Allegro con Anima. The String Quartet by Rudolph Forst. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a special program which is bringing you the announcements of the three NBC Music Guild Awards for new and original chamber music works by American composers and also the performances of these works. The Gordon String Quartet, Jacques Gordon, David Saxon, William Linzer, and Naum Benditsky have just played the composition which was awarded third prize, a quartet for strings by Rudolf Forst. We pause briefly for station identification.